This is Herb Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California. Our topic, Instant Inspiration, is a short little phrase, and it says, find confidence in the midst of chaos. Find confidence in the midst of chaos. That's a very interesting title. How do you find confidence in the midst of chaos? Well, chaos is undifferentiated matter that has not been formed into some positive, useful thing by society, by life, by the atmosphere, the universe, or whatever. And we look upon chaos as an undesirable thing. But chaos is really a very desirable thing. Because whenever matter disintegrates, it goes into chaos. Whenever matter is neither created nor destroyed, it always exists in a chaotic state. And chaos is undifferentiated matter, matter that has no form. And yet it is always in movement, because matter is what? Matter is energy. And so when we start thinking of what matter really is, then we start thinking of having confidence in the midst of this chaos. What is it that you can do with chaos? Inga, what can you do with chaos?
Everything I want, I put the cause into motion and it appears.
Inga says, I think my thought and chaos leaps into whatever mold I give to it. Right?
Correct.
I think my thought and whatever mold I give to chaos, it jumps into it. Inga said, we put the law of cause and effect in motion and bring about the results that we want. Now, what is the result that we want? Well, we would like to have broken legs and unhappiness and illness and death and misery and all that stuff. Isn't that what we want? Mm-hmm. If that's not what we want, why do we empower it? And why do we go to the source of chaos? Why do we go to energy and substance as it stands in this undifferentiated manner and tell it that we want a broken leg? And if we have a broken leg, we say my leg is whole and perfect, because we don't want the leg to stay broken. Now, if we say I have a broken leg, then the leg stays broken for whatever period of time we mentally think it should take to heal. And some people have illnesses and have hurts that never heal. Not too many of them, fortunately. But that's because they keep empowering the hurt. They keep empowering the unhappiness about it. Now, one of the saddest empowerments that we have is to say, it's my birthday, I'm a year older. It's my birthday, I'm a year older. It's my birthday, and each one is another year. I'm another year older, another year older, another year older. They have a song about that, you know. Another day older and deeper in debt. Well, what's a silly thing to empower? We can say, yes, this day I was born, and it's a lovely day. And whatever age you like to be, you just enunciate that age. You enunciate that age and say that's your age, and claim it and express it. And will you have it? Well, how many of you know Burt Parks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Burt Parks had the beauty contests on television, and he was always into some sort of interesting talk show, the talk television type of thing. Well, every year, Burt Parks looked exactly the same. He probably was a mannequin, probably was a robot or some alien from outer space that just never aged. But he just didn't age. His hair didn't change color. Nothing about him changed. His skin was always perfect. His voice was always perfect. He's always full of energy. And he always was a very charming and delightful man. And why? Why? Because he surrounded himself with beauty queens. And he always said to himself, I'm young and dynamic, you know. I doubt, and I don't know this for sure, but I doubt that he celebrated birthdays. Because why enunciate something as the passing of time? Why give it power? We say there is no time, there is no space, it's all right here and now, and yet we love to have birthdays. Now, I have told you again and again and again, we should have unbirthday parties. Now, you don't want to have a birthday party, and you shouldn't, because what you're doing is just saying you're another year older. Mm-hmm. But how thoughtless of you not to remember somebody's birthday. How thoughtless of you not to remember with a gift. How thoughtless of you not to do something. Well, really? You know, at my brother-in-law's funeral, there were maybe four or five bouquets of flowers. And he was quite a prominent man in his community. He should have had flowers from everybody. But nobody knew that he died, because the newspaper came out about the same time that the funeral was held. And there was no attempt made to tell the rest of the world that he died, which is a good thing, you know. And but there were just four or five bouquets. Now, when my sister May died, there were again just four or five bouquets. And I think that's lovely. It would be nice if there were none. If people would just say, here is the $50 or the $100 I spent for the bouquet, and take this and put it to a good cause, put it to a good use, you know. Or whenever the relatives gather, have a blast. Have a big shiver, not shivery, that's when you get married, a big wake, you know. Have a wake. And that's what you have when someone dies, a big party, where you eat and dance and make merry. Because, huh?
Totenbacher.
No.
Totenbacher?
I don't know, please.
Whatever. But it's a wake. It's usually the Irish have wakes, and they have more to drink at the wake than they ever had in their life. But find confidence in the midst of chaos. It's about time for us to begin realizing that these words that we use are creating all sorts of interesting havoc with us. We want these words to be positive and powerful and beautiful and meaningful. And the only way they're going to be positive, powerful, beautiful, and meaningful is if we give them positive power, beauty, and meaning. Now, I just jotted down a few things about my sister as I knew I was going to write her memorial service. And I just went da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Just easy to do because it was from memory. And so then here now I find it being used in the obituary in the paper. And I say, my goodness, they took all that. I thought they'd take the more traditional stuff. But they took all that stuff, which was the hearts and flowers. And everyone in life likes to have something happy to say. They like to have something uplifting to say, something beautiful to say, and something supportive to say. And it's up to us to find confidence in the midst of chaos by doing that. Now, every one of you has been bedeviled by me. Whenever I would say, oh, Sylvia, you look just great. Oh, no. Ingeborg, you did a very good job there. Oh, no. Yeah, Dodie, you walk so beautifully. Oh, I have so much more to do. Ellen, you drive like a princess. She says, I know that's not what you believe. Now, isn't that what you say?
No.
Okay, good. We should create people showering us with compliments. True or false, it makes no difference. Showering with us with compliments. Because all the world looks at what we call ourselves and what other people call us. We need to find this confidence in the midst of the chaos of all this confusion that goes on in the world, and label it and name it and enjoy it and really have a great time in doing it. But it's up to us. We cannot expect anyone else to do it. And we must start doing it right now. So, henceforth, we'll have no more birthdays. Henceforth, we'll have no more parties that mark the passing of time. Only parties that mark the joy of the moment. As Inga so well said, the joy of the present, the now. So that's how we're going to find confidence in the midst of chaos, by giving it confidence in the midst of chaos. It's a wonderful program, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I love you.